This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A congressional committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol held its first public hearing Thursday evening, with members pinning the blame on former President Donald Trump for instigating what they termed an unprecedented coup attempt. The two-hour televised hearing, the first in a series of seven scheduled for this month, followed a wide-ranging probe into the attack by Trump supporters after Trump lost the 2020 presidential election to President Joe Biden. In a video montage played at the hearing, Capitol rioters described being summoned to the nation's capital by Donald Trump.
Trump asked us to come.
He personally asked for us to come to D.C. that day. And I thought, for everything he's done for us, if this is the only thing he's going to ask of me, I'll do it.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Members of the committee have promised to share new information about the unprecedented assault with the public and preview the future hearings. The next hearing set for Monday. A Republican candidate for governor in the state of Michigan has been charged with misdemeanors for his role in the post-election riot at the Capitol, further complicating an already messy Republican primary. Ryan Kelly, an ardent defender of former President Trump, who led protests against the pandemic restrictions imposed by the Democratic governor, the 40-year-old charged Thursday and awaits a hearing in federal court in Grand Rapids. There was no immediate comment from Kelly's campaign. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The House of Representatives has approved a red flag gun bill that's unlikely to pass in the Senate. We get more on that part of the story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The House approved a red flag bill Thursday that would allow a judge to issue a temporary order to remove and store firearms from people at extreme risk of harming themselves or others. But on the House floor, Republicans mounted stiff opposition.
This affront on the Second Amendment is in fact ridiculous.
There are more people killed in the United States by hands and knives than rifles.
Democrats were just as determined.
This is the side of doing absolutely nothing but casting aspersions and challenging what is right.
The vote followed Wednesday night's passage of a gun control bill that would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit sales of ammunition magazines with capacities of more than 15 rounds. Neither bill is expected to pass in the Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The bloody Ukrainian-Russian fight for control of Severodonetsk in eastern Ukraine raged on Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the battle for Severodonetsk one of the most difficult of the war, while highlighting its importance in the key eastern Donbas region. The mayor of Severodonetsk said about 10,000 civilians are trapped inside the city, about a tenth of its pre-war population. To the west, Severodonetsk, Russia is pushing from the north and south, trying to trap Ukrainian forces in the Donbas region, comprising of Luhansk and neighboring Donetsk province, hitting the Ukrainian-controlled towns in their path with artillery. Leaders in Mali. The United States calling on the transition government to take steps toward holding elections, adding pressure on the military leaders to restore democracy. We get more on that story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The West African country's military leaders toppled the government and failed to keep a promise to hold elections in February, prompting sanctions from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. The length of the transition has also caused a rift with Mali's partners, including the United States and former colonial power France. On Monday, a spokesman for Mali's military junta said it would take 24 months from March 2022 to restore civilian rule after an August 2020 coup. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And I'm Michael Brown. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com.